News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Aer Lingus will cancel up to one in five flights from next Wednesday as members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association plan a strict work to rule in their pursuit of a near 24% pay increase. Donal Moriarty, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus, joins us now. Donal, we've had people texting all morning asking, what does this mean for them? People flying for family reasons, important business trips, or those going on holidays. What can you tell them?
So when we assessed the form of the industrial action, Ciara, it became clear it was particularly insidious in that it was designed to create maximum damage to our customers. So what we had to do in order to try to minimise that impact is cancel between 10 and 20% of our flights from next Wednesday onwards for the first 5 days of the action. So what will happen is that customers will be contacted over the course of the next 2 days and informed of cancellations if it impacts them, and then they will be informed of their options. Their options will essentially be reaccommodation options, refunding, or vouchers. Secondly, what we've done is for passengers who are anxious about their travel in the week commencing on the 26th of June, we've offered them the opportunity to proactively cancel their flight, take a refund, a voucher, or indeed rebook for free. So they're the options that are going to be available to customers.
Okay, so reaccommodation, refunds, or vouchers. Now that's from the 26th, because that's only in 5 days' time. Are people entitled, because we kept hearing this, that if they had more than 14 days' notice, passengers weren't entitled to compensation, but less than that, they were. So the people who are going to be cancelled next week, the 5 days' time, and the people who are cancelled for a further 9 days after that, so they're only getting less than 2 weeks' notice, do they also have an entitlement to some kind of compensation?
Yeah, the EU261 kicks in for those customers, and they can claim on the Aer Lingus website for compensation under EU261. So that is available to flights that we have to cancel because of this industrial action. And just to clarify, we're having to make these cancellations because of the action of pilots, and without making these cancellations, we think the impact would be far worse. There may, in fact, be additional cancellations caused by the type of industrial action that we're seeing, but we're trying to minimise the impact by cancelling these flights.
Okay. Donal, are you going to cancel? You're cancelling flights from next Wednesday. What period are you cancelling for? Are you cancelling for up to a week or two beyond that? Are you cancelling for longer? Like, how much impact are we going to see?
It's for the 5 days commencing on the Wednesday the 26th, so up to Sunday the 30th. And just to give some context on that, it will be mainly our UK and Eurocity routes that are impacted. There will be some, but quite limited, impact on our transatlantic services. So customers will begin to receive emails this morning informing them of the cancellations, and that will continue over the...
Okay, so short-haul flights to the UK and Europe as opposed to transatlantic in the main, and the block that you are cancelling now will be from the 26th, for people listening, to the 30th.
Right.
How do you expect this to play out? Because people are kind of going, that's fine, and I'm not booked to go maybe till the first week of July. But you know, is Aer Lingus willing to go back into talks with IALPA? Is there any sucker for people who have a holiday booked where you're going to be heading off to the south of Spain or something for your 1 week a year?
Absolutely. We have thought to engage in meaningful discussions with IALPA that could result in an improvement in their pay over and above what we've agreed with everyone else. We've agreed 12.25% with everyone else. We have offered to IALPA a process by which we would discuss and build that by agreeing on new productivity and new flexibilities. So far, they've refused to have those discussions. They ended discussions with us last Monday. We are willing to re-engage in them straight away. We're also willing to re-engage with the industrial relations machinery of the state, so the Labour Court or the Workplace Relations Commission. And we very much welcome of the Taoiseach, the Honish, to say yesterday about that.
Well, the Taoiseach, and I'm quoting, said the idea that passengers and children in particular due to go on their summer holidays will be used as pawns in an industrial relations dispute that has already been considered by the Labour Court is utterly reprehensible. People need to step back from the brink. Is that a criticism of pilots, do you believe?
Well, I agree with him. I agree that it's absolutely unfair that customers should have this industrial action inflicted upon them, damaging their ability to go on their summer holidays, perhaps their one break a year, by a pay claim that is essentially a blackmail of 24%. It's not tenable. It's not going to happen. And we think the place to resolve it is the industrial relations machinery of the state.
Okay, you say it's not tenable and it's, you know, you're clearly not moving on that. But does that mean that there is no end in sight really for this dispute?
No, I believe there is. There are established forums and processes to resolve them. If we entered into those forums, the normal protocol would be that industrial action would be suspended and we'd be encouraging IALPA and FORSA to take those steps.
Okay. I know you've discussed the block of time that's going to be cancelled and the flights that are most likely to be affected, and reaccommodation, refund and vouchers are available. But things like reaccommodation, if you are somebody who's travelling, as I say, to the Algarve or the south of Spain or one of those big holiday hubs where people do go on holidays and you've already booked, for example, your accommodation, you're not going to get that back. How easy is reaccommodation of flights? Like, do you know, does Aer Lingus know, is there much capacity on other airlines like Ryanair out there available at the moment?
Well, this is why it's so insidious as a form of industrial action. It's designed to happen in the middle of summer where capacity is very limited because airplanes are very full, not just in airlines.
Yeah, we're hearing you have a load bearing of around, I think Ryanair announced theirs recently, I think it was 96%. So that means that they've got 4% of seats still available, roughly speaking.
Correct. So so we will do everything possible to reaccommodate customers, either on our own services or the services of other airlines, partner airlines. We will look to hire in aircraft to add additional capacity. But the reality is that capacity is very limited in the summer because planes are full. And, you know, we believe that it's quite deliberate in terms of the timing of the industrial action to make it as difficult as possible to reaccommodate our customers.
Okay, so just to be clear, it is your belief that there will be customers who would like reaccommodation. They would.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Like to get to their destination on a separate airline or in a different Aer Lingus flight or what have you, that won't be able to do that, that there simply won't be capacity there for them?
It's our concern that there won't be the capacity to get them there at their preferred time. It may take longer.
Lastly, Donal, for people looking for further information, is there information on all of this that we've just discussed on your website?
Yes, if you go to our website or our mobile app, there's a travel advisory banner at the top of the homepage of the website and indeed on the app. And within that, it contains all of the relevant information and that will be updated over time. With respect to the cancellations that we're now enacting today, individual emails will begin to be sent to impacted customers today and that will continue over the next couple of days.
Donal Moriarty, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer at Aer Lingus, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Ciara.